Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Over 6 million more Americans filing first-time unemployment claims last week, according to Labor Department numbers released this morning. That's 250,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. Analysts were expecting today's number to come in at just over 5 million, so it was a little worse than expected. More than 16 million U.S. workers have now filed for jobless benefits over the past 3 weeks. That coronavirus money from the government could be in your account soon. Direct deposits from the IRS could reportedly start next week, as early as Monday or Tuesday. The agency's also expected to give instructions for how to update direct deposit information if you need to. People making up to $75,000 a year will get about $1,200 of stimulus money and extra money for each qualifying child. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Federal health officials now say social distancing seems to be making a difference in the fight against the spread of COVID-19 in the United States. The top health officials say there's still a ways to go. Director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, saying that it was true when they projected that this week would be a difficult one.
As you can see, the deaths, the number of deaths and the cases that we're seeing right now are really validating what we said, that this is going to be a very bad week.
Fauci telling NBC's Today show that with new data available now, some models have lowered the projected death toll in the U.S. from the virus from the hundreds of thousands to the tens of thousands. No injuries reported after a riot involving hundreds of inmates at a Washington state prison. The state's officials saying the disturbance started last night at the Monroe Correctional Complex with a couple of hundred inmates threatening to start fires. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A NASA astronaut and two Russian cosmonauts are now on their way to the International Space Station. American Chris Cassidy and his Russian counterparts blasted off early this morning from Kazakhstan. The coronavirus pandemic did keep the media and family members away from the site as the trio was leaving so as to keep up social distancing requirements. Tom Brady says there was no rift between him and Coach Bill Belichick, nor the front office of the New England Patriots. He only left because he was a free agent for the first time in his life.
I knew that at the end of the year I was going to become a free agent for the first time in my career. I had spoken about it with the ownership of the team, Mr. Kraft, and he was good with it. I had spoken about it with Coach Belichick. He was good with it, and that's what we decided to do.
Brady speaking there during an interview on the Howard Stern show, saying he knew before last season it was probably going to be his last year in Foxborough. And after 11 seasons and 250 episodes, ABC's Modern Family is over. Well, it'll be in syndication forever, probably, but the series finale came last night for the award-winning comedy. Creators saying they wanted to deliver a solid, funny, and emotional send-off. Modern Family has been a fixture on TV ever since 2009. It won the Emmy for Best Comedy Series for 5 consecutive years. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's what we do. It's how we roll, ladies and gentlemen, because it's all about we the people here as we continue Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Hope you're staying well and safe out there. And we're going to head west to Nevada. You're in Nevada these days, right? Las Vegas?
Yes, I am.
Where everything is all closed down. I told you that story last time about the casino. They've been closed for 20 years, 24/7 in operation. The governor said, look it, you've got to close down everything. The casinos, which, of course, you see it when you go downtown, which is amazing. You know, when was the last time you were able to get, down the strip from one end to the other in about 10 minutes? That's never happened.
Right? It's about 2 minutes.
It's now 2 minutes, right? So, yeah, as I said, this casino, they had never closed. And then when the governor shut everything down, everybody, look at everybody, who's got the keys to lock it up? They had to get the locksmith to come in and get keys so they could lock up the casinos. I mean, it's just been an absolute mess there. And if, boy, I'll tell you, if anything epitomizes what America's going through, it's there in Las Vegas, Nevada. A lot of people out of work, Megan, and we're going, how much longer can we endure this? And I think what people may analyze on down the road, when President Trump was being aspirational and saying that maybe we could be out of this by Easter, they might say that he was probably more right than wrong after everything is said and done.
Because tomorrow is Friday, and tomorrow would mark the 2 weeks since Fauci had told the world and our country there would be 200,000 body bags.
Right.
The last 2 weeks were supposed to be the worst in the sense of the deaths related to the commie virus.
Right.
So I am going to be waiting and looking tomorrow for the 200,000 number.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not even close, because yesterday or the day before, Fauci admitted, I was a little off. You've been a little off since this whole entire panic started.
Exactly.
You were telling us millions of people were going to die. Then it was hundreds of thousands of people are going to die. Now it might be tens of thousands of people die. Mm-hmm. Right now, I think the death count throughout the U.S., and forgive me because I haven't checked this morning, but I think it's around 13,000, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's consistent with the number that I have right now.
Okay, so out of a country of 330 million people, 13,000 people have died, and yet we were told that this was going to be the plague.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what happens when you have basically a political lab rat running the country. This is what happens when you take modeling from something called the Imperial College, and your modeling turns out to be similar to what we would call in computers or manufacturing, garbage in, garbage out.
Right, exactly. Oh, and by the way, this is the same group that gave us all the modeling for global warming.
Oh.
Did you realize that?
Imagine that.
Yeah.
No, I did not.
No, so their credibility, see, this is what drives me nuts, and I was just talking with Michael Dougherty about this, is that at some point, the American people have to be able to set aside these people that lose credibility in these organizations, whether it's the World Health Organization, which you have been yelling and screaming from day one about, thank you very much. Oh, by the way, the death count right now, just under 15,000 in the United States as of right now. So 14,814 to your point. And on top of that, I think there's going to be a needed clearer analysis and count because, as Dr. Birx revealed yesterday in the press conference, is that if somebody has comorbidities and they just happen to have some inkling of the COVID-19 virus, then they're counting that as a death. That's part of the 14,814 number. And you say, well, wait a minute, that's like, as one doctor said last night, that's like somebody getting hit by a bus. They come in and they do an autopsy and find out that he was asymptomatic for COVID. So they put down a cause of death as the coronavirus.
Well, yeah, they're realizing very quickly that they were absolutely wrong, and maybe some of them purposely wrong, to predict these numbers based on that modeling. So they're going to have to find the body bags, Bill.
Yes. Well, you know, to hear Governor Cuomo. Yeah. I mean, and you saw the videos over the weekends, right? I mean, people were going to hospitals and Governor Cuomo talking about body bags, all this stuff going on. They did all these photo ops one day at Elmhurst, one hospital in particular. Todd Starnes, a former contributor to Fox News, and someone I know very, very dear, and he goes into his area in Bronx, and he's taking footage of hospitals, and they're empty. And there's no body bags, there's nobody, you know, it's like, and they go back, and they're able, I don't know how they were able to do this, but they were able to capture footage of respirators just sitting there in the hallway.
That's right. And so in Nevada, we're a little bit different maybe than other states. But we advertise, the hospitals here advertise their wait times in their emergency rooms. And you can find these on billboards and then outside on their marquees. And I was driving to Lake Las Vegas the other day to get some fresh air. Mm-hmm. And I noticed on the side.
That is essential, by the way. That is essential to find fresh air, right?
Well, I hope so. But,
yes.
But our governor just shut down all the golf courses. Last night. That was another little tidbit he dropped on Twitter amongst basketball courts and other places. But nonetheless, I was driving and I noticed that the emergency room at a hospital located in Henderson, which is a suburb of Las Vegas, quite large suburb, had a 4-minute wait time in their emergency room. And Nevada, like you said, is shut down. 100,000 people a week are filing unemployment claims in Nevada. We've got 10 million people unemployed. It took a global pandemic and a global economic shutdown and reset in order to get back to the numbers that Barack Obama left us with in 2012.
Right.
Or, yeah.
No, 2016. Well, 2015. Yeah, right.
2015. Yeah. So in the last 3 weeks, with this coronavirus, Chinese virus, commie virus, whatever you want to call it, and a complete upheaval in the global economic system, we now have finally gone back to Barack Obama's numbers that he left us with in 2016. It is only going to get worse the longer that this charade, and I do mean charade, carries on. This charade has been propped up by bad data. This charade has been propped up by the Communist Party of China. And this charade has also been propped up by CNN and the mainstream media who have become parrots of the CCP.
And don't forget the World Health Organization.
Oh, of course. Who's who?
Yes.
We found out who's who. Daily Mail yesterday basically revealed exactly the head of who used to be involved in a communist junta. And that's what I was saying for a long time. He was a socialist Marxist revolutionary in Ethiopia, and he's not even a practicing doctor. He's not an MD. He has his PhD in, I think, community health.
Yes, exactly. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. After this, stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at DanPilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Do you remember where you were on February 23rd, 1945? A bunch of Marines were lifting a flag on Iwo Jima. The battle lasted 36 days, killing 5,931 Marines. Additionally, 209 Navy corpsmen and surgeons assigned to the Marines died, as well as soldiers, sailors, and airmen from other units. More than 110,000 Marines, sailors, soldiers, and airmen served, with more than 26,000 killed or wounded. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. As you walk by an American flag, stop for a moment and think of the tens of thousands of soldiers and sailors, airmen and Marines who were killed or wounded in those days in February of 1945. You will be better for thinking of them. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Bill Martinez. We have a country to save.
Bill Martinez. I'll tell you, if we're going to maximize this comeback, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be because we have anchored ourselves in the truth. Now, the mainstream media and the similar acolytes, the Democratic Party and the Schumers and the Pelosi's of the world, want to keep us all like mushrooms. And they are loving this right now. The fact that the majority of America is fearful, understandably, but they're not offering us much comfort. The only one that is offering us comfort right now, by and large, is the cheerleader of this country, the self-admitted cheerleader. And it's almost like he's standing all alone, Megan Barth, with his own pompons. I mean, there's nobody there, coming alongside and cheering for America. You know, Schumer comes up with some ridiculous idea of bringing in the military. I mean, forget about federalism. Forget about the U.S. Constitution. Let's just throw that all to the wind, because what the Democrats love in terms of their exercise of power is immediate exercise of power. You know, we're going to compel you, just like what you've been experiencing there in Nevada, others across the country where these governors have hard charged into areas. And you go, well, wait a minute, what about the Constitution? Constitution, Mustitution, man, it doesn't matter. It's just I'm in charge and you're going to do it my way. And that's the end of the story. But this is all going to be, you know, considered as a post-analysis of the coronavirus. But we have to be careful and keep an eye on government and keep them accountable, because the mainstream media, which is, you know, last time I checked, is supposed to be their job. And all they think about is, we don't like Trump. So let's just play gotcha games in any of these press conferences and make us and people who follow us think that we're all so smart when the questions that they're asking are so disconnected and stupid.
Well, I think one of the most blatant examples of the press being in the back pockets of the communist Chinese was illustrated in one of the press conferences this week, one of the many two-hour-long press conferences this week, when the White House Corps decided to kick out a reporter from OAN, One America News Network, but yet they decided to keep a propagandist, a communist, a representative of the Communist Party, in the White House press corps, some young Chinese boy who was on behalf of the CCP, worked for a company called Phoenix. And so this is how upside down, not only economically that we are now, but from a position of information, the information flow. The job of the press is meant to hold government accountable. That is our job. Mm-hmm. The job of the press is to report the facts, and then let the American people decide, based on those facts, whether or not the government is in control, out of control, and what we're going to do about it, whether it comes to our local, national elections, et cetera. And so we've seen that not only does the White House Press Corps have a communist agent peppering the president with questions, and she had started out, and even the president called out, because that sounds more like a statement rather than a question,
exactly.
Because she was waxing poetic on how great the Chinese have been in this relief effort, when in fact their relief effort that they're trying to propagandize all over the world and pretend like they're somehow the saviors of France or the saviors of Europe or the saviors of the U.S., all the equipment that they've shipped out is faulty.
Right. Oh, by the way. Yeah, and I mean, this is the Democratic playbook, because the Democrats do this. They're the ones that start the fire and then come with the hoses and say, here, let us put the fire out. I mean, but wait a minute. Right. You guys were the ones that started it to begin with.
Correct. Yeah. And so we've got, you know, whatever your policy you look at, Obamacare, supposedly no one was supposed to be insured. It was supposed to cure everybody. Obamacare was the end all be all. As Joe Biden said, it's a BFD.
Right.
Well, it never really worked, never really got off the ground. It wasn't really what it was supposed to do. Sure, it covered the pre-existing conditions. That was really the only good part of Obamacare. But in the meantime, they try to hijack 1/6 of the economy. 10 million people got kicked off the plan that they liked. And we still had uninsured. And I guess Obamacare wasn't that great. They hired 16,000 IRS agents because, as a matter of fact, it is a tax. But Obamacare wasn't good enough. Now we need single payer.
Yes. Well, you knew that was the road. That was the road they put us on, and that was clear. It was, you know, and this followed one lie after another. And it's amazing to me that we, the people, continue to swallow it. You know, we weren't able to keep our same doctor, and that was, we knew that almost going in. We didn't have to pass it to find out, Nancy Pelosi. But you're right, once we did pass it and found out what was in it, this was like the worst jack-in-the-box character that popped up that we could ever imagine.
Yeah, and that's continually. I mean, if you look at Democrat neighborhoods, for example, that have been run by the Democrats for 70 years, whether that's Chicago or Detroit or Los Angeles, San Francisco, you look around and you're like, well, why did they declare a public health crisis in Los Angeles when they were just one rat away from the bubonic plague? They still have the rats in Los Angeles. They still have the homeless. I don't know if they still have human feces on the
street. No, it's still there.
So,
yeah, it's still there.
Sorry?
It's still there.
Yes. They didn't quarantine the rats.
Mm-hmm.
They're quarantining the homeless.
Right.
And I never heard of a public health crisis, like I said, declared by Governor Gavin Newsom or Nancy Pelosi. Here's a good example. A doctor's convention in San Francisco that brought $2.5 million into the city over a 5-year convention or 5-day convention period, canceled their convention in San Francisco due to the fact that it was a biohazard. And it was a biohazard to the doctors and the convention because there were human feces and drug needles strewn all over from the Tenderloin and down throughout the streets of San Francisco. When a doctor's convention cancels, when a doctor's group cancels a convention in San Francisco due to a biohazard, that is a public health crisis. And we never heard the words public health crisis come out of California until this commie virus was made into a global panic. It's not a pandemic. Well, it is in the sense that it affects, but it's more of a panic.
Right.
Because now we are seeing, what, you said 15,000 people are dead?
Right. Just short of 15,000. Exactly. Yeah, no, it's I've been right with you tracking on this and, you know, trying to determine, you know, what is going on to really and find out, you know, like I said, it was shocking to me when I found out about the Imperial College in London as one of the source models that Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx have been using. Are you kidding? So that's goofy. Going back now, notice how they're referring to the coronavirus and the Chinese, you know, COVID-19. Source. Now it's just CCP. So now they're using initials, you know, the mainstream media now in referring to this virus. You know, it's the CCP virus, which is, you know, the Communist China Party virus, you know, which is interesting. But all this influence, you know, whether it's a news reporter from Hong Kong who says that she's not controlled, but then you find out later with a little bit of research that certainly they are controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. Also here in the United States, of course, no doubt you've heard a lot about the Confucius Institute. That is an institute. It's a public educational organization under the Ministry of Education of the People's Republic of China, whose stated aim is to promote Chinese language, culture, support local Chinese teaching internationally, and facilitate cultural exchanges. And this is what has invaded over 40 of our top-notch universities and are influencing our students' worldview regarding China. Is it any wonder, Megan?
Well, yeah. So our highest level of earnings, we've been importing Chinese more than we've been importing, obviously, ventilators to work in our labs, to work in, you know, our universities. We had a professor out of Harvard who was arrested, based on the evidence of espionage, working with and along with the Chinese Communist Party when it came to viruses, pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing I can say, if you haven't watched Laura Ingraham's interview with Bill Barr, it was on.
Yes, it was excellent last night. Yes,
tonight it is you cannot miss it. He talks about this specifically.
Got to leave it right there, Megan Barr. Thank you, Megan.
This is sponsored by Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg, founder and CEO of Facebook, announced the launch of Facebook's COVID-19 Information Center to ensure people get access to information from trusted health sources. The Information Center includes real-time updates from national health authorities and global organizations, as well as helpful articles, videos, and posts about social distancing and preventing the spread of COVID-19. In addition, Facebook is matching $20 million in donations to support COVID-19 relief efforts, while giving the World Health Organization free ads. KX Jin is head of health at Facebook.
We have been working with health authorities since the WHO declared COVID-19 a public health emergency in late January. Our priority has and continues to be focused on helping people stay informed with credible health information from the experts, as well as combating misinformation.
For more, visit Facebook.com. That's www.facebook.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Over 6 million more Americans filing first-time unemployment claims last week, according to Labor Department numbers released this morning. That's 250,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. Analysts were expecting today's number to come in at just over 5 million, so it was a little worse than expected. More than 16 million U.S. workers have now filed for jobless benefits over the past 3 weeks. That coronavirus money from the government could be in your account soon. Direct deposits from the IRS could reportedly start next week, as early as Monday or Tuesday. The agency's also expected to give instructions for how to update direct deposit information if you need to. People making up to $75,000 a year will get about $1,200 of stimulus money and extra money for each qualifying child. And this is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour as we continue to stay hunkered down. My prayer on this holy week that you remain healthy and safe. We're excited that the numbers are not hitting the historic numbers that they were talking about in terms of deaths, certainly infection, but the modeling is now being adjusted, as you can imagine, when we were at one point looking at modeling that was showing, you know, hundreds of thousands of people dying. Keep up the great work. Social distancing, hand washing, all those good things that the president of the task force and your grandmother and mother have been telling you all your life to do. We are, in a sense, our brother's keeper. We got to take care of ourselves. In doing that, we'll take care of our families and our neighbors and everybody else by being responsible citizens. And thank you for doing it. You know, COVID-19 is affecting communities around the world. There's been an unprecedented flood of information requests from citizens looking for answers from hospitals, local officials, and others. In fact, wait times in many areas around the globe to receive responses are exceeding 2 hours, with many companies wondering how they can help. Well, to support communities, we're grateful to IBM. You've heard me say big companies do big things, right? And IBM is offering a Watson-based virtual agent dubbed Watson Assistant for citizens to government agencies, healthcare, and academic institutions free of charge for at least 90 days so they can provide their citizens, constituents with answers to their questions about the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. Now, the virtual agent available online via a chatbot or on your phone using your voice uses artificial intelligence to put the most trusted data and information into the hands of Main Street citizens. Tony Capello is with us right now, the vice president in IBM's data and AI business. Toby, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you to IBM for doing this. You know, as I said in the introduction, I have repeatedly have been saying big companies do big things. This is a big thing that IBM is doing.
It is a big thing. It's a big thing on multiple fronts. It's a big thing because these organizations that you mentioned are inundated with requests, and a huge percentage of them, up to 80% of them, are purely information requests. But if you don't get that information in the right hands of the right people that are asking for it, they become anxious or frustrated or fearful and things like that. So it's a big thing for those organizations. It's a huge thing for the citizens. It's a huge thing for them to get answers to questions in this time of uncertainty and this crisis.
Well, with all the promotion IBM is doing about Watson, we're coming to endear ourselves to Watson more and more. Explain to our audience the Watson Assistant for Citizens.
Sure. As you kind of mentioned in the beginning, Watson Assistant for Citizens is a virtual agent that can be engaged with. You can work with Watson either online via chatbot or via voice. It leverages artificial intelligence technology, AI technology, where you can ask a natural language question. And what that means is you can now use a computer to ask a question instead of being waiting for a human for the 2 hours you spoke about, navigating the website, which can be frustrating to find an answer. I ask the question, what is COVID-19? I immediately get a response back from a trusted source like the CDC. What are the symptoms? Same thing. And so we're able to do that really quickly for these organizations.
Well, people may wonder, you know, the term Watson, of course, there's all kinds of references to Watson in the past, but IBM Watson, was it named after your founder? Yeah, no, your CEO.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. Exactly.
Thomas Watson was the founder of IBM, and that's where the Watson name comes from. And it's been used in a number of different applications and specific products that we've had within IBM. Correct.
And we know the name Watson to be associated in our readings with, intelligence and that sort of thing. So it's only fitting. I mean, it's a great fit. And I think it adds certainly to the legacy of, the founder of IBM. So we're grateful for this. Who is using this virtual agent and how are they doing? We touched on this a little bit, but I want to unwrap that a little bit more, if you would, Toby.
Yes, sure. As we said, government agencies, educational institutions, healthcare organizations are using it today very specifically, and they're able to stand it up very quickly. So if you take an example of the University of Arkansas Medical Services, they stood up very quickly to answer those general CDC-related questions for their citizens, but they also go through an assessment tool where you can put your name and information about you in there, and then it'll ask you questions about any symptoms you may be receiving, and then if it finds that it needs to, it will forward that to a mobile triage unit to speed up the time of response to that given individual. So we've got a number of use cases in Atlanta, in California, and then if you look globally, we're doing things in Europe, in Asia, in Latin America. It is a global challenge.
Now, I noticed that on my iPhone, I have a weather app, and it gives me a link to AI, which is a Watson assistant, on local COVID information. Is this one and the same?
They're different. It's all IBM, so the Weather Channel is a part of IBM products as well. And so what you're doing is you're getting direct access to the weather information and specific information about your county. We do use that information to link to it from these virtual agents that are standing up for those agencies. Same company, different application.
Exactly. Okay, well, good to know. And, the fact of the matter that IBM is doing this, Toby, for everyday citizens, I mean, this is the challenge in this information age in which we live in. I often say in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And when you have something like this, we have to stay in the realm of truth and fact as much as possible. When people start wondering and making up stories, and they think they're well-meaning, they think they know, but, you know, the facts trump everything. And this is so important for us to have the benefit of this Watson assistant for citizens so that we know that we know and the information that we're getting is sound and not just opinion.
Absolutely, and I agree with that, with the facts ring true. And one of the things we're really trying to bring to the table here from a fact perspective is not only do you get easy access to facts in a very efficient way, but you can get it the way you want to. You can get it via your phone. You can get it via your mobile device or an application. You can get it via website. It needs to be out there as easy as possible. Otherwise, like you said, it'll spiral in the wrong direction.
Exactly. We're talking with Toby Capello, the Vice President of Industry Architecture and Client Success within IBM's Data and AI, Artificial Intelligence business. In this executive leadership role, he's responsible for engaging customers in discussion about industry use cases and proof points to better leverage the data they have for business value and differentiation. Toby, I got to imagine when you first started getting into this, you were probably in wonderment over the possibilities, but to actually witness and see the practicality of Watson Assistant for Citizens like this has just got to be gratifying and just make you feel like, wow, I'm glad I'm here.
I am 100% proud to be a part of IBM and be a part of this response to this crisis. And I love what I get to do every day, working with artificial intelligence and helping organizations and institutions evolve the way they interact internally and externally, not for their benefit, but more importantly for the benefit of the employees and overall the citizens. It's gratifying, but it's fun to watch.
And this is moving so quick. It's so dynamic, Toby. It makes me wonder that, gosh, 5 years from now, it probably won't look anything like it does today, will it?
Well, think about it. 5 years ago, did it look like this? We didn't even know. I mean, this was just kind of a thought process, right, at most.
Right.
It will look completely different, and more organizations will be adopting AI for different parts of their business.
And as you say, there's other types of businesses using Watson Assistant, right?
Absolutely. We've been doing this for many, many years. I've been doing this personally for 5 years. So we've been working with organizations like Geico Insurance, where you can go to their website and ask questions about automobile insurance, generally or specifically about your state or your car.
Wow. It's amazing. And more things exciting to come. But meanwhile, what a big help in the midst of this pandemic that IBM is giving us with Watson Assistant for Citizens. Toby, as we wrap things up, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Yes, www.ibm.com/cloud/Watson-assistant.
Well, there it is, just like that, ibm.com/cloud/Watson-assistant. And you can put the power of IBM's AI in your very hands immediately and have the questions that you're asking answered. Toby, thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day. Be safe out there.
Now that mortgage rates are at all-time lows, the question is, what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to those high mortgage payments and high interest rates on your credit cards.
Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no waste of time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates ever. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here.
Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Live from the movie capital of the world, the movie guy. The screens are dark, but he still lights up the campus, I'm telling you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's time for Steve Evans, the movie guy. We're going to be talking about the latest streaming options and, some can't-miss movies that are starting to become available. Steve, how you doing, buddy? Staying safe and well, I pray?
Oh, yes, self-isolating and all that, you know, socially responsibly distanced and all that. Yeah, the big screens are dark. But there's a lot of action on the small screens these days.
Well, without a doubt. And congratulations, by the way, to California. Boy, the response to the quarantine and social distancing, all those good habits and everything that our grandmothers and mothers have told us about over the years are coming into play. And it looks like, California may be bending the curve along with other states across the country as well. So this is good news. In a very positive way, because we can't wait to get back into the movie theater. I just miss the popcorn. I really do.
I like that experience. I like the whole. I like the big screen, being there with a lot of other people, and that may be a ways off. But like I say, we have a lot going on. I mean, just because you're stuck at home doesn't mean you can't be entertained. No. We have a lot of some really interesting movies. I know that you were aware of this movie called The Last Full Measure.
Yes.
When that came out back
In fact, I just got the screener for it.
Oh, you did? What?
Yes, and I'm excited. I just got it, so I'm going to watch it tonight, and I'm looking forward to it. I interviewed the producer-director of the movie last week, Todd Robinson.
Todd Robinson.
And, yeah, exactly. What an incredible story. So I cannot wait to see the movie.
Well, it's an amazing story. It tells the story of this Vietnam War hero, William H. Pitzenbarger, in the movie played by Jeremy Irvine. He was a U.S. Air Force medic who personally saved over 60 men on a mission back in 1966. He was in this firefight. He was offered a chance to escape on the last helicopter out of the combat zone, heavily under fire, but he stayed behind to save and defend the lives of his fellow soldiers before making the ultimate sacrifice in one of the bloodiest battles of the war. And the story really is about what happens 32 years later.
Exactly.
Because you have this Pentagon staffer, Scott Huffman, who is charged with investigating this Congressional Medal of Honor request for Pitzenbarger made by his best friend and his parents. And he seeks out the testimony of these Army veterans who witnessed this extraordinary valor. But as he learns more about his courageous acts, he uncovers this high-level conspiracy behind the decades-long denial of the medal, prompting him to put his own career on the line to seek justice for the fallen airmen. I mean, it's an amazing story, true story. 59% are recommending. And I'm curious. I'm going to have to watch this because the thing about the high-level conspiracy has me interested.
Well, you know, you got to imagine Medal of Honor. It is so prestigious, and sadly, it can enter into the political realm. And oh yeah, by the way, this is during Vietnam, right?
Yeah.
And that's the setting. So the whole political environment and everything ran rampant, and God only knows how many other Medal of Honorees are out there just waiting to receive their medal, because you cannot have that kind of war and that kind of activity that took place over the number of years there in Vietnam and not realize there were a lot more heroes. But for, you know, some individuals who rose to the call to really champion this award, this deserved award for Pitzenberger, you know, it would just have been one of those, another one of the stories in the Naked City that just has gone by the wayside. But there's so many stories like this that are out there that are yet to be told, Steve. I'm convinced.
Well, I mean, you at least get a chance to watch one of them, and that's out there this weekend. You might want to check it out. On a brighter note, we have Trolls World Tour. This is a movie that is from DreamWorks Animation, terrific film. It's going to skip the theatrical run because, hey, guess what? There are no theaters out there.
Yes.
So it's going to go right to streaming, and this, of course, is the sequel to the 2016 Trolls movie, which made roughly about $350 million worldwide, so there is definitely an audience for this. And hey, if you have kids, PG-rated movie, and maybe just the thing. Poppy and Branch, played by Anna Kendrick and Justin Timberlake, respectively, discover that they are one of but six different troll tribes scattered over six different lands devoted to six different types of music, funk and country and techno and classical pop and rock. And then their world gets a lot bigger because you have this rock royalty, a woman from rock royalty, Queen Barb, who is aided by her father. They want to destroy all the other kinds of music to let rock reign supreme. However, with the fate of the world at stake, Poppy and Branch, along with their friends, set out to visit all the other lands to unify the trolls in harmony against Barb, who's looking to upstage them all. This is, of course, the sequel, 79% recommending this. It's DreamWorks Animation. Might be just the thing.
Good stuff, yes.
Also.
Yeah, exactly.
So, good cast there. Then we have the finale to the IP Man series. Were you aware of this series at all?
I was not, to be honest with you.
I wasn't either.
Okay.
It's a big deal in martial arts, in the world of martial arts. This is IP Man 4, the finale. Now, of course, this all started back in 2008. With the IP Man movie, which it became a series of Hong Kong biographical martial arts films based on the life events of Wing Chun. Now, this IP Man 4, the finale, is, of course, the last in this series of four movies, 90% recommending. Donnie Yen reprises his role as the legendary Wing Chun master in the grand finale of the revolutionary martial arts series. This is following the death of his wife. IP Man travels to San Francisco to ease tensions between the local kung fu masters and his star student, Bruce Lee, while searching for a better future for his son. This is from the action visionary behind Kill Bill and The Matrix. Witness the heroic send-off to the saga that inspired a new wave of martial arts movie fans. Now, the first three, the trilogy, is on Netflix. This is the finale, which is coming out this weekend. I mean, if you want to binge something you're maybe not familiar with and get lost in the world of martial arts, the IP Man series may be the thing for you.
And then afterwards, you'll have to go out for a run just to decompress all the hyperactivity, right?
These are really cool, and it's its own genre. You have the the martial arts fans who are just crazy about this stuff.
Yes.
So
well, I got to tell you, I'm fascinated by it. You know, whether it's Bruce Lee and all the martial arts, The Last Samurai, all you know, that culture. And I know I'm kind of stretching the genre a little bit, but you know, I find it very fascinating, and just to see what people can do with their bodies, you know, through discipline and hard work. I mean, you talk Bruce Lee. I mean, oh my goodness, what a story in and of him. I could just binge watch Bruce Lee all day, and then I'd really be in trouble. Yeah,
maybe what you do this weekend.
Yeah,
it is amazing how the choreography and the direction of the action is always something to look at too. So that's
it makes you wonder how much Rocky was influenced by that, right?
Well, all the action, I think all the stuntmen have kind of looked to the world of martial arts to take a few cues. Yeah, you're right there. We have a movie called Like a Boss, which wasn't the darling of the critics. No, it wasn't really a favorite. 20% recommending this thing. But you know what? It is what it is. This is about best friends Mia and Mel, played by Tiffany Haddish and Rose Byrne. They're living their best lives, running their own cosmetics company that they built from the ground up. Unfortunately, they're in over their heads financially, and the prospect of a big buyout offer from an notorious titan of the cosmetics industry, Clara Luna, played by Salma Hayek, proves too tempting to pass up, putting Mel and Mia's lifelong friendship in jeopardy. Yes, the beauty business is about to get ugly. It's called Like a Boss. Another movie out here which has hit the list, it's called Stray Dolls, once again coming direct to the streaming services. This is an emotionally driven crime drama. According to one critic, very cool music, very cool cinematography. It's about Riz, who is a recent immigrant, an ex-gang member working at a motel in hopes of starting her life over. At the motel, Riz meets Una, played by Cynthia Nixon, who's the owner, and her drug-selling son, Jimmy. And then another motel mate, Dallas, who is a bold, assertive runaway, blackmailing Riz and triggering a series of violent events that entwine Riz, Dallas, and Jimmy. In a last-ditch effort to the desperate Riz and Dallas creative plan to rob Una and escape from the motel and the web of crime they'd created. Yes, this is Mayhem at the Motel. It's called Stray Dolls. 57% recommending that one. Those are the movies that are out there. We finally got around to watching Tiger King.
Oh, you did.
My wife and I sat down. I'm telling her all about this, and she's kind of looking at me like I'm nuts. So
yeah.
I said, watch this. We bring it up. And about halfway through the first episode, she looks over and she says, how long is this going to go on? And I said, well, it's a seven episode series. This is just the first episode.
Yes.
So, really? And so she left to watch something else on the other TV. So I haven't been past the first episode. In case you're unaware, this is revolving around this contentious year-long hatred between the flamboyant owner of the Greater Wynwood Exotic Animal Park. His name is Joe Exotic. Aptly named here, and Carol Baskin, owner of the Big Cat Rescue, and this feud goes on. It ends in a murder-for-hire situation, and Joe Exotic is taken off to jail. Have you watched it at all?
No, I've not. President Trump mentioned it, though. Press conference the other day. So, the other thing coming up, I'm looking forward to this, and this is Les Mis. Les Mis is coming to the small screen as well. So that'll be good fun.
Well.
And, of course, the iconic movie, because this being Holy Week and Easter season, of course, The Passion of the Christ. And that's going to get a lot of attention, no doubt, in this Holy Week. He's the movie guy, and now you know why. He shows up just like the movies used to every week. He's right here, live from Hollywood, and for a good substitute. I got to tell you, you're a great substitute for the big screen here, you know, keeping us up to date on what's happening in the world of streaming. Steve Evans, the movie guy. Steve-O, thank you, buddy. Have a safe one. Stay healthy.
Thanks.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply.
They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that.